This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big thanks to Mary Kay Cabot, who appeared on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, for answering such pointed, hardball questions from Anthony Lima about the state of the city, which is coming up today, which Justin Bibb, he will have to be called on the carpet and answer about the Browns' possible plans to move to Brick Park.
I wonder how much the city cares.
How excited do you get when you get a chance to do that?
That's fun.
You have to get really excited for that.
That is fun, plus the music, come on.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the music. The music's the music.
No, the main thing is the music.
You used to cover State House politics back in the day.
I was in the trenches, Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
He only got into it for the music, though.
The music was a big part of it. I would carry it with me on a Sony Walkman.
You were a real...
A Casio recorder.
You were a real Steve Croft.
I can only tell you, you've got to go to the archives down in Columbus and go see what I was able to do in terms of coverage for the Lantern, the largest on-campus publication in the United States.
Wow. You and Zach Meisel.
The best of the best.
And Albert Breer.
The heavy hitters.
Never followed you back on social media.
Interesting.
Did he?
He did. I think he was just throwing me a bone.
Ah.
You win some, you
nice
lose some.
Pity.
I lost Daniel Jeremiah over the years. That was a tough one. Yeah, he got too big.
Ooh.
So why does he want to see me talk about Max Strus every day?
Ooh. Yeah, you're getting your petty arguments there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Sam Monson, 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about whether or not Deshaun Watson has any terminal mistakes with his throwing motion coming up here. Grant Delpit, by the way, calling a shot. Going back to number 9, I imagine Jameis is going to get number 5 as this goes on. Remember, Jameis was number 5 before. Grant Delpit was number 22 with the Browns. I believe he was number 9 at LSU, if I'm not mistaken. And I made the joke, but I'm serious. It's a joke, but I'm serious. You put a target on your back if you're Grant Delpit. You just made the statement, you told the world, that you're a dude. Because it's well-known in football. Tony, I don't know if you knew this. Guys who wear single digits on defense, you better be a dude. And so you got to show that you're like J.O.K. J.O.K. wore number 6 last year. Was J.O.K. a dude or not a dude? He was a dude. There's a lot of pressure to wear a single digit. Grant Delpit had a great season last year until the injury. It was a shame, but a lot of guys had great seasons until their injury last year, so that was one of the silver linings there. He wears number 9. Sorry, I got to say, you have to be a Pro Bowler this year. You're going to wear a single digit. I got to put it on Grant Delpit now, and I will say this to him in training camp. You got to be a Pro Bowler.
I'm really interested
Not even an alternate. You better be a Pro Bowler.
I'm interested in the Delpit experience right now because he was somebody that looked to be trending in a not great direction. Early on in his career, then Jim Schwartz comes over, they overhaul that defense, and they're one of the elite defenses, and everybody looked good. And so I get nervous, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Did they all look good? Like, we are talking, we knew, like, J.O.K., he made the leap. I mean, that looks like a guy who is going to terrorize, you know, opposing offenses for years to come. I feel really good in just assuming he's going to be good forever. But everything came into play in which they were so dominant. Remember the Cincinnati game, the Tennessee game, the Arizona game. They were so dominant that I told you it looked like we had 11 Pro Bowlers. Well, obviously they don't. Obviously, and you saw it in the playoff game where some guys, you know, did not play all that well. Then Emerson had his probably worst game of his.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Young career in that game. So what is the reality? What can you bank on? They give that extension to Grant Delpit.
Coming back this year?
Yeah.
I'm very year-to-year with everybody.
And then he gets injured.
Yeah.
You know, last year he only ends up playing 13 games. I don't know that we're out of it yet with Grant Delpit. You know, I don't know that he's going to be good for the next however many years. I'm not sure you can bank on Grant Delpit being great. I think there's pressure on him, especially after signing that extension. He's got to live up to that. And I know the Browns take pride in being proactive with their contracts. You know, that's worked for them with David Njoku. It's worked against them with Jack Conklin. What is it going to be in this situation?
Well, they were. I still go back to the run. I still go back to the run because it. When you have guys who can make stops on the run, a Dalvin Tomlinson who could also get to the quarterback and cause pressure up the middle too. But stick with me on this. When you finally have guys like Shelby Harris, like Mo Hurst in a rotation that can help make stops, then you make things a little bit easier for Myles Garrett, for Za'Darius Smith, for Obo Okoronkwo. Hopefully for anybody who's coming in on a blitz or anybody else on a stunt, you make it a little bit easier for you. Because I know if I can't run, then I'm going to put pressure on quarterbacks. And what have we found out with quarterbacks? While we've made the rules easier and easier and easier over the last 5 to 10 years, and probably 10 years plus, I'm being generous here, while we've made the rules easier on quarterbacks, it's become a harder and harder and harder position to play. I think that's the transition from college to the pro, and I could really get into the weeds if you want to on that, but it's become a harder position to play. So now you're not playing as many really good, solid quarterbacks as you used to. There's elite quarterbacks, and then there's guys that, So your defense, I mean, you're mentioning these guys, Ryan Tannehill, he got the job done before, but he's at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Clayton Tune is a placeholder and a clipboard holder in the NFL. What were the other names that you mentioned? Or what are the other teams that we had dominant performances against?
Joe Burrow,
he has bad luck against the Browns. He's bad against the Browns. You made him look like an idiot. You're able to get pressure off the edge and pressure up the middle. So that's one quarterback. He can be elite. You took it to him. But what you do when you're able to stop the run, you expose it with a quarterback. You just open him up to everybody and say to the entire stadium that this guy is not great. And that's what the Browns were able to do last year.
So I wonder, and I've asked this a few times over the offseason, everybody just kind of poo-poos it and says, it was a one-game anomaly. Was that playoff game against Houston defensively, was it in fact an anomaly?
I don't think it was an anomaly. I just wish they would have played C.J. Stroud earlier in the season. I wish they would have got him and not whoever the hell they played. Case Keenum. I wish it was him instead of Case, because I think it would have done them so much better to see some of the misdirection, because they would have ran that with C.J. Stroud during the regular season because they were trying to make the playoffs. I don't think they would have held it back the way that the Browns did against Pittsburgh, because I don't think it was as much of a guarantee that they'd play us at that point. I think you would have seen a lot of that. You would have been better prepared. I don't know if you would have won the game, but you would have been better prepared. Coming up next, Sam Monson going to join us on the show. Where does Deshaun Watson need to start to get this thing going in 2024? Where does this Browns receiving core rank with the Browns receiving core in 2020? And coming up, when we look at opening day, or I should say opening night, Major League Baseball is telling you, you ain't got a chance. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!